in the Civic Media app and use that text button to send the keyword right now. You've got until the end of the hour. Good luck from WRJN.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. There will be no votes in Congress today on ending the government shutdown, but Nicole Killian reports from Capitol Hill there is still hope.
One thing that was notable just yesterday is that there was a large bipartisan group of senators talking on the floor about a potential path forward, you know, but again, these are just kind of preliminary talks, but still somewhat of an encouraging sign in this impasse.
The Trump administration has made an offer to 9 major universities that may be hard to swallow. Details from Christopher Cruz.
The offer is simple. Commit to the Trump political agenda and get favorable access to federal money. It was sent to some of the country's most selective public and private universities, including Brown University and the University of Virginia. The compact asks the schools to accept the government's definition of gender and apply it to campus bathrooms, locker rooms, and women's sports teams.
Stacey Lynn reports President Trump says the U.S. is now at war with drug cartels.
President Trump has determined that the United States is engaged in a formal armed conflict with drug cartels. In a confidential notice to Congress obtained by the Associated Press, the president also declared drug cartels are unlawful combatants. Under the new determination, the military strikes on boats in the Caribbean last month could be argued as legal because under international law, a country can lawfully kill enemy combatants even when they do not pose a threat. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
There was an attack on a synagogue in Manchester, England today. 2 people were killed, 4 others seriously wounded when a man drove a vehicle into the crowd and then started stabbing people before he was shot and killed. It shocked the country.
Everything that's happening right now in the world, I think it just reminds me of 1933 Germany, where people are not being tolerated anymore for being Jews, for being disabled, for being gay, for being immigrants, for being, you know, all these things that we all are, really.
Prime Minister Starmer said the nation must defeat rising anti-Semitism. Protesters took to the streets of France today to denounce spending cuts and demand higher taxes on the wealthy. The nationwide strike shut down the Eiffel Tower.
So I'm kind of disappointed not to be able to go. Glad we didn't buy the tickets. Otherwise, it would be even more disappointing.
Wall Street would typically be reacting on a Thursday to the latest jobless claims report, but that didn't come because of the government shutdown. And a big jobs report due tomorrow won't likely be happening. At this hour, stocks are higher, the Dow up 114. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. If you have United Healthcare, your doctor at Ascension, Wisconsin is now out of network. The two sides couldn't agree on how much United Healthcare should pay Ascension for patient care, so as of yesterday, Ascension hospitals and providers are no longer covered as in-network for United Healthcare plans. Both sides say they're willing to talk again, but for now, United Healthcare members face higher costs if they see Ascension doctors. A Racine firefighter was hurt battling that big fire early yesterday. Injuries weren't bad enough to require a trip to the hospital. The fire broke out at around 3:40 at a vacant commercial building on Washington Avenue near Packard. The building had been fenced off for years and had been flagged by the building department as being unsafe and in danger of collapsing. Investigators are still looking into what started the fire and haven't ruled out arson. A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit by a Waukesha teacher who said she was fired for exercising her free speech rights. It's the case involving Melissa Temple and the Rainbow Land song. The judge decided the district's right to manage employees and provide public education outweighs Temple's First Amendment claims. Temple posted about the song ban on social media and mentioned her role as a teacher and her students. She was placed on leave and then fired for not following district policies. And Governor Evers was in town celebrating the opening of the new Kenosha Innovation Center yesterday. It was funded in part by $14 million in state taxpayer dollars. The center aims to boost startups and jobs, making Kenosha a regional innovation hub. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
New faces on the Bucks roster. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. Head coach Doc Rivers revealed that when he first arrived in Milwaukee, he told GM John Horst straight up, the Bucks roster was too old and too slow.
John knew, we talked about it. I felt strongly that it's hard to win at the pace that we were trying to play at. We still won games and we were good, but, you know, I just felt strongly that we need more speed. We need more guys that can guard multiple positions.
The Bucks training camp now underway. College football. Wisconsin faces number 20th-ranked Michigan. Kickoff 11 a.m. Saturday. Badgers quarterback Danny O'Neill has already been sacked 13 times so far in just the first four games of this season. That's one more than the 12 sacks they allowed all last year.
Maybe changing up what we do pre-snap a little bit, trying to simplify some things. We know what we're going to see. We just got to be able to go translate it from the film room to the field and from practice to the game.
That's Badgers quarterback Danny O'Neill with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call the Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Generally a mostly sunny sky on tap for your Thursday afternoon and a southeast breeze. Highs warming to the mid and upper 70s. Tonight, mostly clear skies and lower 60s. A much warmer Friday on the way with sunshine. Highs in the low to mid 80s. Currently 71 degrees.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight, all over the world. You can hear the sounds of lovers in love. You know what I mean, just the two of us and nobody else in sight. There's nobody.
Sits right here at WRJN and the Green and Gold Contest. The keyword, club. You got until right before 4 o'clock to send that to us. Text our win contest. All the details on WRJN.com.
Sooner or later, love is gonna get you. Sooner or later, girl, you got to give in. Sooner or later, Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Supremes, Baby Love. Although back Baby Love, it was actually just the Supremes. Somebody put that in there. Diana Ross. All right. You're listening to WRJN. We've been around for 98 years, believe it or not. Now we've provided local news and now timeless hits too for the Fortunes.
Here comes that rainy day feeling again. Soon my tears, they will be falling like rain.
Before the clouds appeared, took away my soul.
comes that rainy day feeling again. Here comes that rainy day.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. You know, it's so different between, I live in southern Milwaukee County and Racine, Kenosha, where you guys are supposed to have a great weekend. Of course, that could change like in 2 seconds and then the forecast changes. But up in Milwaukee, we're expecting rain showers over the weekend. And it's actually much warmer down here. Just in that 45-minute drive. Actually, I did in 30 today. Don't tell the cops. But 45-minute drive. There's such a change in the weather there. And, of course, we're keeping you updated. But right now, 71 degrees. It is just absolutely perfect out there. I hope you're getting a chance to enjoy the weather. And I just wanted to mention a shout-out to our buddy Mike Clemens. He does our sports. Nobody is better than our award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks. I want to see his version of what he thinks about the Cub-Padres game going on right now. But anyway, along with the on-site reporting of the Packers, Mike is on every hour weekday. See the entire weekly sports lineup on demand when you go to WRJN.com.
When storms hit, your home takes the damage, but you feel the stress. At Vessel Services, they specialize in roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind. From leaking roofs to busted siding and drafty windows, they've seen and fixed it all across southeastern Wisconsin. Their team shows up ready to work with real solutions and honest service. Visit 215 27th Street in Caledonia. Vessel Services. Roofing, siding, windows, and storm repair done right. Go to VesselServicesToday.com to set up your appointment.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years serving Racine one meal at a time.
If you're looking for a new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram, then look no further than Martin's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin. They've been family-owned and operated for 95 years, and they offer a great selection of new and used vehicles plus outstanding service. With no high pressure or sales tricks ever, you will always spend less and you will always get more at Martin's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Stop in today or shop online at martinsgarage.net. Martin's, truly a family-owned dealership.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Powered by friendship fun and manager Murph's Pocket Pancakes, the Milwaukee Brewers have a new franchise regular season record of 97 wins. Congratulations.
Unreal.
Now it's on to the postseason.
The summer of Sal. Maybe the fall of Freeland.
Catch all the action on your station for the Brewers in October. 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
We'll be right back. your dinner tonight? You betcha. Local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN by the Carpenters.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they long to be close to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky every time you walk by? Just like me, they long to be close to you. On the day that you were born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkled moon dust in your hair and golden starlight in your eyes of blue. That is why all the girls in town follow you.
Saturday night, I get around,
get around,
I
get around,
get around. be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you give me all your loving and your dirty loving, all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday will I'll be you. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Your heart. So if we ever part, then I'll leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. Day. That'll be the day. That'll be the day.
Buddy Holly and the Crickets. That'll be the day on WRJ and local news, Timeless. It's an occasional trivia you could probably do without, including the one I'm going to share with you. Being from Mason City, Iowa, of course, the Big Bopper, Richie Valens, and Buddy Holly all went down right near that airport. In fact, I've been to the crash site a couple of times. And one of the things most people don't realize was that J.P. Big Bopper Richardson, he's buried in Beaumont, Texas, and about 50 years to the day he died, he was going to be exhumed and moved to another part of the cemetery that would allow a tall statue to be built. The area that he was buried in was, his wife hardly had any money left, and she was pregnant, and so he was buried in a section of the cemetery that had the flush on the ground markers. So he was going to be exhumed and moved, and his son, who was not born at the time, but his mom was pregnant with him, he asked if it was possible to see his dad 50 years to the day that he died. And they said, well, we'll take a look. We doubt it, but we'll take a look. And if he's viewable, you can take a look at him. And would you believe he was viewable? So his son, who wasn't born at the time, got to see his dad 50 years to the day he died, got to view his dad, a little bit of mold there. But other than that, he was fine. And it gets even weirder. See, this is what you know as an Iowan. If you're from Mason City, Iowa, oh, we talk about this all the time when we get together at family reunions. But he, not only that, he was put into a new casket and he sold the casket that his dad was in for 50 years. Yeah, somebody bought it. Somebody was a Big Bopper fan. 50 years a day he died. It's like, yeah, you know what? Probably on market day or something like that. It's, this would be a good idea. So anyway, a little bit of trivia that you probably could have done without as we get into the news here at WRJN.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. What used to be an auto plant is now home to what leaders hope is Kenosha's future. Governor Tony Evers joined local officials yesterday to open the Kenosha Innovation Center. That's a $23.5 million building funded in part with $14 million in state dollars. The center is launching with tenants ranging from biotech to insurance firms and will also give space to local colleges. Right now, it's about 20% full, but officials say that leaves room to grow. Long term, the vision is to bring in high-tech companies, boost jobs, and give people a place to work, live, and play in Kenosha. There could be some rough consequences for people with fake service dogs.
Wisconsin lawmakers have introduced a new bill that would fine people up to $500 if they pretend their pet is a service animal. There would also be consequences for having a fake prescription for an emotional support animal. If passed, people would need a real prescription from a licensed health pro to take an emotional support animal everywhere. The bill has support from the Wisconsin Restaurant Association. They say fake claims create problems for businesses. Lawmakers say they want to protect people who truly need support animals while keeping things fair for everyone. That massive fire in Racine at a vacant commercial building on Washington Avenue took place at a location already flagged as unsafe and at risk of collapse. The Racine Fire Department says they're not ruling out arson as the cause of the fire in the building on Washington Avenue near Packard. Firefighters were initially called to the fire at around 3:30 yesterday morning. One firefighter had a minor injury. Officials are still investigating the cause. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models.
Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Generally a mostly sunny sky on tap for your Thursday afternoon and a southeast breeze. Highs warming to the mid and upper 70s. Tonight, mostly clear skies and lower 60s. A much warmer Friday on the way with sunshine. Highs in the low to mid 80s. Currently 71 degrees.
Mama Pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did Mama saw? It was against the law. The Mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we is all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Timeless hits right here at WRJN with the Stones.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter. if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. She needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost. Such a cause. There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time, lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. Life unkind.
It's all right. JJ Jackson on WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits, and our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest going on till 4 o'clock. So you still got till 4 to text in this keyword, club, to WRJN on your Civic Media app. So if you haven't already, download it. But not just right now, because the song's playing.
What do you see? The sun is rising. Most definitely, a new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing.
jigsaw puzzle with a couple of pieces gone.
And it's bad, bad Leroy Brown.
News and Timeless is right here at WRJN, and the Brewers are on WRJN. Yeah, we're going to play the game live on this radio station on Saturday. Depending on who they play, that is going to be revealed probably in the next couple of hours as the Padres and the Cubs are getting ready to play. And the thing is, my husband and me, we both love the Brewers, absolutely. But I grew up a Cubs fan, and my husband has always been a Padres fan. So regardless of which one of them wins or loses, one of us is on the couch tonight. Brewers Baseball is brought to you this year by Lee's Deli, Main Street Bakery, Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20. You can see the entire schedule online at WRJN.com.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Get Her Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crust-worthy. The new garlic five-cheese crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough made with six simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding five bold, melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one is for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud, it's rich, it's straight-up delicious. Order the new garlic five-cheese crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the Lawyer Who Rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is the word that more than a lie. To the hope in my heart each time I cherish as much as I do.
things that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they love you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
When the truth is found to be
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.